Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey, hey, hey. Glad to have you with us. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm glad you're with us, and I hope you're all feeling toasty warm or working on it.
Stay indoors.
Yep. Stay in where it's nice and, yeah, fuzzy, cozy, sweet. So anyway, I'm Deborah Lee, and I'll be your psychic love doctor for the next hour. Actually, I've been the psychic love doctor since mid-90s when AOL discovered me just out on AOL, opening chat rooms, giving readings here and there, and they found me and scouted me. And they were the ones that said, hey, would you like to be? And I said, would I? Yes, I would. And those were some wonderful days back in the day. And now they're even better wonderful now in this day. So I welcome you all. Facebookers, you are watching, and we can see you as we are live streaming. So anybody that like to get a look at us, come on over to the Psychic Love Doctor show page where you'll be able to see us as we are in action over here. Also to my blog talkers, wow, you folks come to us from around the world, and it's wonderful. It's amazing. It's so unifying to see how much we actually have in common, even when we in many ways seem worlds apart. But anyway, I want to remind everyone I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. So this is not tarot and not oracle cards, not any of the other great systems that I know are out there. And I just have never studied any of them. I always kept my mind on and focused on personal prophecy as my grandmother taught it to me way, way long ago. Also, your readings will be conducted using a 24-card layout, which is my standard practice, whether we're out here on the air or we're in private, in a private session. I prefer it. I can get a better feel of your life intuitively that way. So there won't just be, a couple, two, three, four random cards. It's going to be the whole enchilada, people. Who wants half of an enchilada?
I guess if you're full, you're right. But typically, if you're hungry, you want to eat the whole enchilada.
And that male-inspired voice is none other than our very own Jimbo Beggins. Yay, Jimbo.
Yes, we want to remind everybody the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That's our opening legal disclaimer. So these readings are readings of the future, and they're not set in stone. So you can't come back at us with lawyers if something didn't work out 100% the way the reading said. Life isn't like that. Also, if you're international, let us know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out.
Exactly.
And we have them every night. They will come. Welcome, they will come. All right, down to business. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call or Skype in. You can Skype in if you so desire. If you're sitting at a computer, you just don't have your cell phone with you. Skype in. It's cool. It's all good. When you do so, you'll hear a message saying that you will listen to the show while you are waiting. And it works. And if you hear the show, it's cool. If you don't hear anything, you got to hang up and dial again because you should hear the show clear as day. Literally, it's very clear. All right, now when we do take you live, and we will tell you so, you'll know, we ask that you do the following things if you legally and safely can. All right, please, when you go live, get rid of the speakerphone, disconnect Bluetooth on your phone. Just pick it up, put it to your head the old-fashioned way. All the background noises and sounds and stuff. Because when you're on hold, especially with this many callers, probably people on hold for a while, they gotta find stuff to keep yourself occupied. Well, we need those things to cease, all right? Stop multitasking, stop everything. The best case scenario is you're in your house, you go someplace where it's nice, quiet, comfy, great cell phone reception. Because when we hear your calls after it goes through the cell phone world and then through Blog Talk's website and our computer and out our computer speakers, there is a loss of quality. And it can be,
really rough.
It can be really rough trying to communicate if you got all this background stuff going on. So do those things if you can, but we do not want any laws broken or lives put in danger. No, no, no. For the folks that also cannot call in, typically international, well, many of our domestic folks just can't get through a cell phone. We will occasionally offer, just once or twice, not too often, if the show is really booked hard, the calls, but we'll always do a couple windows of opportunity for the folks that want to do some messenger. And now the messenger thing, we have to announce when that's happening, because Messenger doesn't have an automated hold system, and you have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and that's who you would Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee, and it would be an audio video call, just not a text messenger, that won't fly. But it's only when we bring it up and say the window is open, okay? If you call us any other time on Messenger, we're going to hang up because it doesn't have a hold system. That is another important thing we must tell you about. That is the sound of basically harps, transition angels. Your reading number has been concluded. We got 455 trillion callers tonight. And we have to do these in a timely manner so everybody can get their free reading. And that means you're pretty much getting ready to say goodbye. But real quick, I'm going to give you a Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card reading. So no more cross questions, anything like that. We have to. All good things must come to an end, especially when they're free. So if you want some more personal one-on-one time and no interruptions and a lot more readings and questions and whatnot, you should go to the psychic1monster.com webpage and arrange for a private reading. All right, I think we got to get some of these callers before they blow off my screen. You know what I'm saying? All right, ready then? We're going to area code 775, which is out in, well, we're going to say Nevada, because you never know. 775, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Who are we talking to?
Hello.
Hi.
Very nice to talk to you both. Hi.
Welcome back.
This is Wendy. I had something embarrassing but funny happen today.
Okay.
I did send my attorney, because I hadn't heard from him, a very pretty Merry Christmas email with a picture, and I made it very simple, just said Merry Christmas, and that's it. Didn't hear from him all day. And then just a little while ago, I received a text message, and it said, "Hi, we were just checking in about your decision to hire an attorney. Please let us know." So I thought, oh, my God, and I thought it was Eddie, but it wasn't, and I copied and pasted it, and I sent it to an email to Eddie and Kevin, and I just said, I'm wondering why you sent this to me, because it suggests that we don't have an agreement, and I know you sent a letter to the insurance company. So, and then I realized, oh, my God, it was from a different office. So I sent another email, and I just said, now I see it was from a previous office. There were several attorneys that urgently wanted me to sign with them, so disregard. Have a nice day.
Oh,
well, you know,
I'm
happens.
Sure they
it
understand.
Happens. They probably right away said, that ain't us.
Well, it's kind of a reminder to them that they're not the only show in town.
Fact.
And,
not the only show in the sea. Yep, that is a fact.
That's right.
So maybe that was supposed to happen. I don't know. But
could have been
anyway, my question is, my friend Rosie, who lives 100 miles away, we talked every day until October 27th, and we haven't talked since. Is the friendship over with Rosie? Will she ever contact me again?
Did you have a disagreement?
No, no. Very cordial. On October 27, she informed me that she was going out to lunch with an ex-boyfriend, and I said, wonderful, have fun. Let me know how it goes. And then she never called me or did anything, and finally I texted her and I said, are you okay? And then her response was something like, let's just leave things the way they are. And I thought, oh, my God, what does that mean? So anyway, no, there was no disagreement. I was very happy for her, and I told her to have fun. So,
okay.
But has she?
Yeah, I'm laying out your cards. First thing that struck me is, have you ever said anything negative about this boyfriend in the past?
No. What happened was, she is the one that said stuff about him that was not attractive. So I basically sympathized with her. So I never said anything wrong, and I told her to be kind to him. And no. So any opinions I had about him was based strictly on her information to me, for goodness sake.
So that's really...
Do you know, you said she's, what, about 100 miles away?
Yes, I did.
Do you know any of her friends and family or relatives or anybody that they have acquaintances that, you know, same acquaintances with each other?
Why?
Not really. I know which chiropractor she goes to. I mean, I could always call them if I needed to. But we don't know that it was her that was really texting me. And I sent her one other text, and I just said, I have COVID. And it was a very generic answer. Sorry to hear that. Take care. Bye. And my God, normally she would have been calling me right away and said, oh my God, how are you? And so that was kind of odd. So I don't know that these texts are really coming from her.
Well,
but you have the cards, Debbie.
Yeah.
Floor.
What I've got here though is she's really spitting tacks mad over something. And I'm wondering, is she elderly, like, you know, up in years? Could she?
No, she is a year and a half younger than me, and she's very active, very,
okay.
Very active.
Well, she is hanging out with this boyfriend. He's right here.
You said he's an ex-boyfriend that she was?
Well, yes. She had broken up with him, and she had confided why. She didn't. Sounded like she didn't even like him, and I just said, well, be kind to him, and I understand. And so any opinion I have about him was based upon her information to me, for goodness sake.
Without cards, I'm concerned about her welfare.
Well,
but I don't have cards, so
I'd
go back over to Dev.
Send her just a nice Christmas message, you know, and see. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a very strange virus that is circling the globe, and it's called, I don't like you anymore, so I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And it's terrible. I've been a victim of it. Others, people, I have had a friend who at one time was actually a daughter-in-law of mine, and my son, who had gotten a divorce from her, told me I could keep her, so I did. And we were very close. And then all of a sudden, something happened, blew up, and I have not heard from her since, like, last July.
I'm sorry.
So, thank you. And sometimes I think something just happens to people. I've heard from others, people I give readings to that, you know, have a session privately with me. There's a lot of this going around. Maybe people are just caving after...
What?
Always been through? I don't know.
I sure would want to check on her dang welfare.
Well.
Have somebody check on it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
yeah,
there.
I was thinking about having somebody do a welfare check, I don't want to get in trouble because she'd be mad at me.
Well, I know, but that just doesn't, like you said, it doesn't sound like her. Or is it possible this ex would make up a whole bunch of lies about you doing stuff and talking behind her back?
Wendy, have you thought of
Well, this? You know what? You never know. I've never met him in person, and I've never talked to him. And I have I have not received a phone call from her. I'd feel different if I did. These are text messages, and maybe he's very controlling, and he's in control of her cell phone, and he deletes them. But I can't say I'm 100% sure it's her responding.
Sure.
Why don't you just ring her up on the phone? And leave a voice message that you're concerned that this isn't how your relationship has gone forever, you know. I mean, we've all got...
And maybe speak to the concern is, I have not talked to you, and I've received 2 text messages from you. I'm not sure that it's you. Would you mind just calling me and making that way I can be at peace and know that you're really okay, because I don't know that it was really you sending the text. Maybe just say that in all honesty.
I would do that.
I don't see why you shouldn't.
I would do that, because that's a kind of a scary little sudden turn of events to me without cards. I have no cards, so.
All right.
But Deb didn't see anything ominous, but still doesn't hurt to check. Hey, you have nothing to lose from checking, right?
Exactly. Yeah. She bites your head off. Well,
then at least you know she's okay. If she doesn't bite your head off, then you know that, all right, everything's okay. Something else wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's a mystery. Well, you'll have to let us know when you do make that phone call,
like,
if you hear something back.
Because all I see is anger over something. And it looked like it's something she inferred, or is it, from you. Something you might have said, or, you know. And
I just wonder if he said something.
Well, I didn't see that.
Okay.
But I would see if he was interfering. I just saw that she's actually having a very good time with him.
Well, that's interesting. Really interesting.
And maybe she thinks that if she is back together with him, well, I don't know.
Well, if he's controlling,
he might not want her to have any friends.
And then she might just fall under his spell if he's controlling. Real quick, your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading is... Trust your angels. It says, let's let go of your expectations of how your dreams will come true. Trust that heaven has a perfect plan.
That seems really obtuse as far as, like, what?
I can't all relate to the reading. Yeah. It could be her life, something else.
Yeah.
She got other stuff going on in her life besides this one question, right?
Yes, and how's your COVID doing, Wendy? Are you better?
You know what? I felt better yesterday, but today I feel very good. I woke up sick again.
We did too.
Well, I guess all you can do is rest. Rest is the only one thing a person can do for themselves.
That's
is get
right.
A lot of good rest and try not to stress too much, because that can counteract your healing process of stress.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let us know if you leave a voice message.
Yeah, and I hope you hear something from her herself, not just a text.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Sure,
I hope you're all healthy.
Yeah.
Start out by saying Merry, give it Christmas.
Christmas is almost upon us, you know.
And I'm
thinking about you near the holidays and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and then, you know, hey, could you just give me a quick little call, two words?
That's like a good idea.
I think so.
All right, well, we got to rock. The list keeps growing as we speak.
Jeez.
It's one of those Thursday nights. You never know. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, Wendy. Take care now.
Take care. Good luck. And call us again.
Yes, please.
Thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome.
All righty then.
That is strange. And when it happens to any of us out there and we don't understand, could these people at least clarify?
I don't like it.
What?
That happens a lot in people kind of disappear.
Yeah, don't
bad
go,
guys. I'm
don't
just,
go somebody. God.
I was just saying, that's why I check, because that's a lot of times I would check on that, because a lot of times when things like that happen, nobody knows right away. And because they keep getting these texts and they're weird, but they must be okay because I'm getting texts.
Well, if something was truly wrong, the cards would have laid differently.
Okay.
They would have showed an alarming...
I would
perception.
I
but
would
it's,
check on my own, just for my own peace. I got you. Oh, I'm not combating your cards. I'm saying all the stuff I watch on TV, that is so common.
You know what? Yeah.
Very common.
But you know something? Think of it this way, too. When a friend breaks up with a significant other, shouldn't we side with what our friend decided? But then if they get back together, you know, what happens to us who said, oh, yeah, he was quite a jerk, and I agree with you, and, you know.
Yeah, there's that possibility.
You know, then they get back together, and they're like.
But, I mean, she's definitely under control.
Yeah.
That she can go from side to side at his whim. All right. Real quick, international shout-outs to Mike from the UK and Laura from Canada.
Well, let's get this party started, Mike, and who else?
That's the international folks that have identified themselves.
And who is the other?
Laura from Canada.
Oh, Laura, yeah.
Of course it's Laura.
Laura, I think you know how to party.
We got to roll up our sleeves and get into this freaking call list.
We'll finish them all.
860 from Connecticut. 860, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome. Hi, who's on the line with us?
Hello, Connecticut, 860.
We are.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Happy New Year, and thank you.
And thank
this
you.
Lisa Marie from Connecticut.
Right. How you doing there, hon?
Why are you fading in and out?
She is, so
I know.
I'm trying to stabilize it.
I think you got to leave it jacked.
Does this help? If I stand over here, does it help?
Oh, okay.
I think so, yes.
Sounds like it. Okay, well, great. Well, I'm glad you did that for us.
Yes.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm just wondering if maybe you could tell me maybe what my soul wants me to know or be doing, because my brain doesn't seem to know how to help myself.
Hmm.
In what ways, hon?
Every way possible.
Oh, boy.
So your brain, you're not trusting your brain anymore, and you're hoping your spiritual soul can give you some guidance, correct?
So you just feel like a hot mess.
Yeah. I just developed AFib, so I'm kind of really scared and upset.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, it's one of my worries, too, because that runs in my family.
But you know that you have it, now you can start treating it and doing the right things to...
I don't do anything to have it. I'm not overweight. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I never did their drugs. I don't do anything wrong. I eat right. So they don't even... One of the valves just got really big and gave me this...
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be an outside factor like that. It could just be DNA or just the way things happen. Some little weird thing when you were born that just finally developed into something.
And it's not on either side of your family?
Nobody has any of the things I have. I've got 6 autoimmune diseases. Everybody's fine and healthy and eats wrong and smokes and drinks and parties and has a lot of fun in life.
Were you adopted?
Adopted? Nope. No, I was a DES baby. My mother couldn't carry a child. She lost 2 before me, and she took DES to carry me and then popped the other 2 out, no problem. So I have all the health issues.
What is DES?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a drug they gave women in the 50s, 60s, and all the way to, like, 1971, and babies that were born from that drug have all kinds of health issues.
Oh, boy, the drugs from back in the day. Oof.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, what do you got, Deb?
Well, first, I'd love to ask you, are you seeing a therapist? Are you seeing somebody, a spiritualist, a therapist?
I talk to a therapist once a month.
Oh, you do? Okay. Do you feel that's enough for you, or are you having highs and lows and, you know?
No, I'm okay. I just feel like I'm getting sucker punched every time I turn around. They, you know, first I went to the doctor and he was like, well, you've got a big hole in your heart basically. And oh my God, that's so big. And he started talking about implanting things in my chest. And then the next thing they put a heart monitor on me and they call and say, you've got AFib, get to a hospital. And I just feel like I can't, every time I think I'm getting up, I get sucker punched again.
And what did they admit you at the hospital? Were you in the hospital?
No, I told them I wasn't going because I knew what was happening and I had pushed the button and it stopped. And I knew it stopped. And I told him it's not happening right now. And he knew I know when my heart skips beats, so he knew I was. But he was just like called here yelling at me.
Well, it sounds like you've maybe got a doctor who is concerned
mm-hmm.
about you.
Yeah,
I've never heard of a doctor calling and yelling, you know.
He's a really kind human being, yes.
He was very kind.
And
yeah, you know,
I got
to tell you, I feel so ill-equipped right now with your reading because any of the things, the mundane things that I would say to you just seem absurd.
Absurd.
Yeah. To tell you, well, try not to dwell on the negative, you know, think about the positive. And I can't even tell you to improve your diet because you already eat healthy, you live healthy, you know.
You don't see it's time to get a plot anywhere, right?
No.
Well, that's,
yeah,
that's
great. Yeah, tell me that.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me that one. Do I need to get my affairs in order?
Exactly.
No.
Okay, there's something to say then.
If I have something dire to tell anybody that calls in for a reading, I would say, would you let me contact you after the show?
Okay, well, then you've told her a lot.
I have?
Yeah, yeah. By telling her what you don't see is telling her a lot.
Do you have a good, loving partner?
No.
Well, that would help considerably. You know, I'm just saying he left you?
He left for 3 days after he found out I was going to maybe need a new heart valve, and he left, and he came back after 3 days.
Oh, that's a quality man.
Oh, I'm glad you found out.
Yeah.
Woman, quality partner.
Oh, no, I've known for many years.
Well, then I guess if a person can't be there to support you, then they should not be there.
I've got to tell you, I do not see this taking you down. Now,
okay.
Remember, it's an opinion, not a medical diagnosis.
We are, doctors, we are not.
Yeah.
I understand.
Feel that if you bring some expansion into your life, you know, maybe attend a group therapy session of people going through the same thing.
Support group type stuff.
Yeah.
And you can attend it online if you don't feel like...
Oh, that's
know.
Right. I would do that
yeah,
online.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Nowadays, you don't have to get in your car and travel anywhere.
Get involved in a project. I mean... You can't just sit in a chair and wait for what, the Grim Reaper?
I don't sit. I don't sit. I don't sit. I don't wait. I'm always doing something or something for somebody. Maybe you can help me with this. I have a lawsuit for that dog bite. Is that going to clear up? They're going to depose me. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to depose me next month. Or is that going to settle out of court soon? Because that would give me a chance to get out.
Or there's nothing there about that right now.
You know, I've got to be totally honest with you. Right now, your cards resemble one of my sons who is at the deepest point in his life, it seems, 30 years old, and he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. And I told him, and I've got to tell you the same, please try to shift your feelings into a more positive place, even just by thinking, I wonder what good things are going to come next, because I can't read his cards either, and I'm feeling like I can't read yours, because I don't believe that this is going to continue to be a life of suffering for you. I just feel like, what did you ask me before the show? Sorry. You said something to the effect of, doesn't a person's feelings affect their reading? And they totally...
No, that wasn't before the show. We were talking about in the middle of the last show.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And yes, I feel like you think you're standing on a cliff and just waiting for the right moment to jump.
And, you know, right.
And I'm
soul,
not saying you're suicidal. I just mean you're at the end of your rope with all of
you're
this.
You're very concerned, obviously.
Too bad there isn't some lawsuit that you could get involved
for
in.
The dog thing,
from the DES thing, I meant.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
That's been way over and done for a long time.
Oh, is that tip failed?
Well, I'll tell you the
yeah.
positive things I see in your card. Now you can...
Thank you.
You can accept them or you can negate them. And a lot of people who are really down will sit there across the desk from me and say, no, that's not going to happen. And after a while, I feel like I want to reach out and just kind of shake them a little and say, listen to me. Your life is going to get better. Okay, first of all, I feel there's going to be a new man coming into your life. And it's going to start as an attraction.
Is it a mighty good man?
A mighty good man.
What a man, what a man, what a man.
And you're going to really feel like a woman again, all right? He's going to get those juices flowing.
So to speak.
Yeah, not necessarily literally, but could be.
Could be.
But maybe you need some good loving, you know, cuddles. Somebody to make you laugh. I could ship Jim to Connecticut. You know,
I've been there before, man. Many a long time ago with a buddy. But anyway, go ahead. Back to your cards.
I'll put you out on the stroll.
I'm no street walker. All right, go ahead.
Also, I see that you are going to start to, through expansion, you're going to bring a social moments into your life, like exercise, not real exercise. It'll be social exercise, the kind that you can handle.
Exercise for the brain to maybe take your mind off some stress type
sure.
of thing
and
give
you
some relief, comfort.
Do you have hobbies? Do you read? Do you play music? I mean, you try to find...
I have a whole world of hobbies I do.
Well, good.
Okay.
That's good because... Otherwise, without hobbies, we are, you know.
Yeah, you take yourself to a dark place.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
And there's a strong opportunity for you to get in a very significant relationship, I think, with the new guy coming along.
Yeah, so to
and
summarize, right? Can I summarize or you're not done yet?
No, I feel she needs to hear this. You're going to find such comfort and such completeness in this relationship that if you don't marry him, you're going to live like you are married. And it's wonderful and it's happy. And if you have any sort of religious instincts, God would never take you this far and leave you. So you've got a lot to still offer the world, hon. You really do. And I just wish I could get you to believe what these cards are showing. And here is under sure to come true. Everybody knows I love that designation. Actually, you've got two men coming along. And neither one of them is poor. They've got a nice big wallet.
You're sure this is social type stuff? These aren't like important doctor figures that are going to be involved in her health care?
No.
Okay, that's why I asked.
Good, good question.
I big dummy.
Thanks for asking that.
Yeah, I want to clarify, right.
No, they're not doctors. These are guys that have a lot of, I mean, they've lived their lives kind of in a workaholic sort of way, and they're reaching a point where they're really realizing they've missed out on a lot of life too. I would say, when you've met them, which will be coming up in the new year, go for the older one because he wants to share good fortune with you, and he's looking at her what?
Finish.
And the other one is younger and seems like a money hoarder.
So she's going to meet them where they overlap.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's going to get to the point of possibly having a choice is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not like one and then he goes away and then another. Eventually there's going to be some two guys.
It's almost like they're both going to stand in front of her and say, well, which one of us do you want?
It's good to have choices.
It is. And watch and see. Mark my words. And boy, I'll tell you, I'll eat these cards on camera if this doesn't happen.
Whoa. All right. Hey, you know what? I don't have to break out the fork.
No, but I would like a lot of salsa.
Oh, no,
cheese.
I think it should be meat. Anyway.
I was going to say, let's go 6 months into the new year. I think you're going to be a whole new you.
Okay.
And I can't wait to say, see, I told you so. And I will do
it. I will
that.
Help you say it.
Well, say it for you. the thing I was also wanting to summarize is that like her big concern was you don't have to go to your boxes or your filing cabinet start pulling out wills and insurance policies.
I don't see that. No,
she's not seeing the Grim Reaper on a flight to your hometown or anything like that. So
no, and you know
what's the weather right now? Yeah. It's got all the flights delayed. It's
no, there's
nobody flying
nothing
anywhere,
here
so.
Medically. It's all mental and spiritual for you. Okay. And speaking of speaking of spiritual.
Yes, we have the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. Subject, prioritize self-care. You do so much for others.
Yeah.
It's time for you to experience the love you deserve and let others help you.
Yep, that's right. Sometimes the hardest thing is to reach out and ask for help. And you know what, Lisa Marie? I have an upcoming class that's going to be free for everybody to come and attend.
Oh, the little intro?
Yeah, I'm going to teach my mini course. And you all can play around with the cards. You can practice giving other people readings.
Yeah, 2023 project. Early.
Yeah.
In like January or
it's basically just to get your feet wet. But if those of you, and I have a feeling you have so many spiritual gifts that all of these illnesses and stuff, they're real. I'm not saying they're not. But I have a feeling dark forces just love to nibble on you and try to prevent you.
She was.
Huh?
Feels like that, honestly. Honestly, it feels like that, honestly.
Because you have beautiful gifts of love and light to bring to the world. And the first thing is they want to keep you down. They don't want you out there.
The dark forces, they.
Yeah.
They have the dark forces. Yes.
Great. How can I get rid of them? Okay, we'll talk later.
All right. Well, the thing was, Lisa,
God bless you both. Happy Christmas. Thank you for the great gift. Thank you for the hope.
Oh, well, honey.
There's always hope.
They're easy to
always.
Get rid of. It's just say, get the hell out of my way.
Yeah, I don't care anybody says there's always hope.
Just tell them, go. I don't need you.
I love the sidebar.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Yeah.
The other thing you can do. I heard this from a high priestess of Wicca. She said, if you feel you're being invaded, get the real salt. Not that, I don't know what it.
She's a high priestess of Wikipedia?
Iodized crap, yeah. I got you.
Wikipedia.
If I heard Wicca, I just assumed it was Wikipedia.
No,
I don't know.
And it sounds messy, and you have dogs.
Who let the dogs out?
But find a way to...
Hey, we love dogs. We got four.
Oh.
He's killer. He really is.
Yeah, we got four.
Can I put the salt around the outside of the house? Is that what you're telling me?
Well,
is that what you're trying to tell me between him?
Yes. If you put it all around the outside of your house, they don't like to cross it. Another thing is if you have a certain room, like say your bedroom is where you're really bothered, put it inside the room around. But don't let your fur baby eat it. God.
What kind of salt is it?
No,
it's red,
never.
Not
so it's raw salt, like rock salt. Not rock salt.
I actually buy a salt called real salt. It's actually real salt.
It is. Well, I got a question, though. If you put it around your house, they can't come in?
They won't want to cross it. No.
What if the assholes are
I think I need
house?
To wear it around my neck.
Have them in the house?
What would you wear around your neck, salt?
A little vial of salt.
They make, we laugh, but they make them for ashes.
Yeah.
For people that have loved ones in ashes, they make those kind of vials that you can put things
they
like
really
that
do.
In.
They really do.
Yeah, I could put salt in it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I was just curious about the salt around the house thing.
Have you saged your place?
I do sage.
Okay.
I do sage, yes.
It's pretty tasty stuff.
Sage?
Yeah.
Well, We're burning it. We're not eating it.
Is he like this all the time?
Yes.
I can't help it. I was dropped on the head as a young child.
And by the way, he's single. He is single.
He's
spoken for.
I got lots of dogs.
Nice.
Yeah. Gotta love dogs.
I love dogs.
Oh, honey, I could talk
I
to
love
you
dogs.
All night. Yes. Yeah,
okay, bye. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. God bless you. God bless you.
Call back again
We need to hear from you more, and it will help
you.
Everybody's welcome to call every
Thank
single
you.
Show.
Absolutely.
They don't have to wait.
Good Lord, you're the most generous people I've ever met on this earth. God bless you so much.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, she's going to make me cry.
Word up on that dog.
Nobody's like you two, I swear. Go, say, get somebody else. I love you so much. Thank you.
Love you too.
You rock on, girl.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
She's a darling.
All right. Speaking of rock on, good Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. All right. Somebody.
Okay. Sorry, people.
No, she.
That just goes to show you. I'm not going to rush you off. And even if we have to go over our time, on the regular weekdays and weekend, we can do that. Mondays, she's got a show right after us. What?
And I am done working for the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I am off until January 3rd. So, anyway, talking here. Next up, I think we know who this is. We're going to go to area code. I want to double check because we have so many. I don't want to click the wrong one. 254, Texas. 254, welcome. You are
live.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hey, Gabby.
Hey, welcome. Gabby. Glad you're able to get through and able to hold forever. Thank you so much for being patient.
You sound really forlorn.
Yeah.
Well, tell us. Tell us. Just talking about it can help you to feel better.
Well, I kind of was conflicted with feeling that when I should move, and I kind of decided not to because it's kind of expensive, especially in the group home status, kind of big, and like the crime rate and everything, so I decided to hold off on it. And they're going to make me see my brother, but not like physically, but just like be like a Zoom call or Skype chat.
Yeah.
So that's what they're going to do. So I'm kind of stuck, so I'm kind of fine with that, but I feel like I still need a vacation, and I'm, like, I'm still swamped with no internet for, like, almost 3 months, and I'm kind of, like, so conflicted. I don't know what to do, so I'm just kind of figuring out, like, will life get better? I know you said things get better, like with the Rebel card reading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I still believe that, but I'm just trying to, I want to, can we still continue on with that reading?
Sure, and she's... Sometimes, you know, when you're there and things are dragging on, you know, times seem like it's just dragging. Sure, for her, dragging.
I wish we could smuggle you a track phone.
That would get things worse.
But we'd get in trouble. You'd get in trouble.
Well, we wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
We're not smuggling crack cocaine. We wouldn't get in trouble. I'm just saying. You know.
So,
but anyway, all right.
So to make it clear,
I know you said continue on. Ask, if you could, just ask the question in one sentence, please. It helps us a little bit. And the other people listening.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of forgot since I was waiting for so long. I kind of had the idea, but I kind of forgot. But can I ask for a basic career reading, or is that impossible?
No, I know you well enough now.
Career?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard that right. Career. Okay. No, you absolutely, yeah. See, and I will talk about that subject to the folks out there in Facebook land and Blog Talk. When we have talked with somebody a lot about so many different things, when they say general reading, it kind of really isn't general because we know about five, six, seven different things that's going on in their lives. If you call up as a first-time person, we don't know squat about you. If I want a general reading, it's going to be about as general and boring as you can get because we don't know anything. You know, you got to, when you're a new person, you have to give as much details as possible, which seems backwards because if I was a new person, I'd want to be like, well, you know, put my toe in the water. Tell me something, you know, not even really know, but this is a different method. And Deb's about to jump in.
Okay, now, Gabby, just as a piece of information for me, if you absolutely have to spend every last day where you are, how long would that be?
Well, I don't know. Probably like a day because of the drama with the other girls. I'm just pretty much like, I'm done. I need a vacation so bad. I go stir crazy. If I don't know what to do.
Are you committed to having to stay there for years yet?
Well, for right now, I've lived here for almost 2 years. It's going to be, I think, 2 or 3 years. And I'm kind of like, I'm so used to the method, especially with before and during COVID. I was so used to this method of, like, living in the house or going to dayhab or just whatever. And I was fine with it. And now I'm just like, I kind of want a new change. I'm so used to changing. This is, like, the second group home I've been in.
Okay, well, your career is going to get started as soon as you reach a point where release is on the horizon.
Well, it's not just when there's an actual hard, fast date, right?
Right now, no. It's very fluid. But it is going to happen for you. And in the meantime, be in a state of expectancy and preparedness. So keep thinking. I'm going to work on, you know, your writing and stuff as if it will be published in the next year, something like that. You know, it's, in a sense, it's like giving it some kind of like mobility.
Okay.
Instead of everything just seeming stagnant, you know, no, you want to make it seem like as if this is going to get published, and there's no reason it couldn't if you're able to, and, you know, get information or get material out of that place. You know, even if you have to use snail mail, because I really feel you have one heck of a great story that's going to need to see the light of day when you are able to finally be out. And I think that will come.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff is all about timing.
It really is.
Yeah, and if it's not ready, now is not the time, then now is not the time. You can't make it the time.
And the more you try to push for it now, the more it's like you're telling the universe, I just love being miserable. So, hey, pile it on. Instead, you should be like, I'm going to be out in the world when the time is right, and I'm going to really make something of myself. And then that universe will start to conspire with you instead of against you. And I know I'm sitting here going, blah, blah, blah. And you all must think, oh, she sits up in her ivory tower. I don't. I've been down in the gutter with many, many of you. So, you know, I know how it feels to be so confined and, you know, having feeling like all you've got is walls. But you have an imagination. My God, the things you could write. And I know that's where you want to go. So play around with it and then watch and see what happens when you actually have something to deliver. Okay? And I feel you have a wonderful conversation with your brother, and that is going to lift you up so much. And please don't...
Is it going to lift her up where she belongs?
You silly boy. And please don't get into throwdowns with those girls. You know, it only gives them more to be smug about, right?
Yeah, nothing good comes
from it. Right.
No. And, you know, you can always look at them and say, I'm not going to put my hands on you or anything. I don't need any more of your, you know, dumbass trouble.
Yeah, I'm not going to stoop to your stupidity.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah, I'd rather write about the drama than be in the drama. That's what I tell myself.
Yeah. You know, and when they're yapping at you and what you try to just tell yourself the story while you're looking at them going, So, he's going to give you an exciting, very dynamic healing card.
Did you see the card?
No. I just feel it.
Okay. Because what if it said, boy, you saw it? No, that's the rebel card. Rebel cards are the ones you got to watch out for. This is the Archangel Michael Sodalite Oracle cards, and there is nothing negative on these cards. No, no, no. In fact, this subject is pray from the heart. Prayer can really move mountains. Reach out to the divine with your heart's concerns and watch miracles unfold.
And, you know, prayer is actually manifesting, if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could have a philosophical discussion on that for
We could.
Ever.
Yeah.
But either way, you're both kind of right on either side of that coin. So, in other words, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Unless you pray and you don't believe, then it's a waste of breath. You have to pray. It's a prayer, and you have to have faith in that and say, well, it didn't happen when I woke up, so it must not going to happen. It didn't work that way. Faith. Mm-hmm. She knows that.
Yeah, well, Gabby, you take care. And if you can't get through to call us before the holidays, please try to find the best in them for you.
Okay? Do what you can do. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
And the New Year is a new
year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, honey. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep, and it's not so bad. I remember the first, how many years? Five, six, 7 years straight in the Navy. Every Christmas was on a ship.
Yeah.
Everyone. And it wasn't that bad. because all your buddies there, half your buddies, not about half your buddies there doing the same thing, and you roll with it.
I remember one Christmas, I got together with some friends, and we made Jim and his buddies a bunch of Bacardi 151 rum balls.
Oh, yeah, we were on deployment for a long time.
But
like
it was
a
over
major
the holidays.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think we were in the Mediterranean.
I think you just left after it was New Year's Eve.
We left. No, they know. Yeah, we always leave before New Year's Eve. The Navy's not dumbass. The United States Navy knows that on a carrier with thousands of people, probably about 10% of them are going to go out and do something stupid on New Year's Eve and get thrown in jail and not be able to make a cruise.
And they don't.
So
yeah.
For a big cruise, we always left before New Year's Eve.
And
the bitches.
We sent him a great big box of these. They're like cookies, rum balls. And 151 went in them, and we sealed them in Ziploc bags. And he said just opening those bags was like, woo.
Oh, it was packaged perfect. I don't. If there would have been like dope, the drug dog probably wouldn't have been able to sniff it. It was still sealed up and packaged.
Yeah, we made sure.
Meticulously packaged.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we made sure. So there's ways to get around just about everything.
Anything. This is pretty cool. Anyway, all right. Let's rock and let's roll. We gotta go. We're gonna go to area code. Where are we?
But you're leaving them online too, so the list isn't that long.
Well, I mean, you know. It's
I mean, on the phone.
I got you. 828 going down south in North Carolina. 828.
North Carolina. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Welcome. Hi.
Jessica.
Is this Jessica?
Jessica. Yes.
Hi, right. Jessica.
Welcome. Bring it on. What do you got?
Oh, tell us. How are things going?
Is it okay? The reason why I called you, remember the last time we talked about finances?
Yeah.
And you were saying something about a job in March. And I was wondering, what kind of job are you referring to? Is it something I would apply to that I may be getting in that around that time or...
Well, first, let me ask you, doing a little life coaching here, what kind of job would really appeal to you?
Yeah, what would you love to have?
Would you like to work from home remotely?
I would like to work from home. I've actually been doing it.
And there's nothing wrong with thinking about
it. I actually thought about going back and doing social media and starting social media back up. That's the problem This is why I haven't gotten into it, back into it. It's because I don't have the energy to get back into it when it's convenient. Because, the person I was seeing, his energy, when he brings it in his place, it creates a problem. And he was mad with me today because I asked certain things. But, you have a decision you got to make. Got my life here. I have priorities now. I got this and that. I got to get sorted out. I told him I'm not going back and dealing with this and that. And I told him, I said, if we get to a point that I can't afford it to live where I'm at, I'm going to be stuck to going back to where I was. And I don't want to do that. So I told him, I said, I can't keep you around if you can't do your bargain. You know? So I'm throwing that,
right.
I'm throwing that to him. I said, hey, my money doesn't grow on trees.
But then I'd have my whole yard full of trees.
All right, what do you got, Deb?
All right, Jessica, you said when the guy I was going out with, did you end it?
My baby daddy.
Oh, she's going back further than the one we talked about recently.
Oh, I just met this guy that's still living with his wife.
Yes. See, it's funny. What's funny about that is that both guys were married.
Well, maybe you should look at that in the future. That is maybe something that could be on a checklist. That might be like one of those that doesn't work out so good, does it? Type deals.
But this man was different from the other man. The other guy wasn't thinking things through. I tried to tell him before the crisis even happened, I told him there's a possibility if you keep going on. There was going to be a kid. He didn't believe me. But this one, I told him already. I said I don't want to go through that stage again for the time being. I got the 8-year-old. She's fine. She's fun. You know, she's loving. So,
you know, Jessica, you have, all you have to do is reach out a little bit, and you're going to see a job fall right into your lap. And it'll be something fun that you enjoy. If you like talking to people, you'll get a phone job. If you like,
I don't want that thing with customer service.
No customer service.
No customer service. If I could do live, I'm thought about doing like a live chat or something, you know.
Yeah.
Well, are you talking like sex worker type of
No. No.
Well, I hear
I'm talking about like maybe doing readings.
Oh, yeah.
Live chat.
Oh, yeah.
Same but different.
You got to remember that only the difference between me and you is that I'm more on the intuitive side and versus in oracle cards.
Well, yeah, then why? What about looking into the different platforms that you could become?
That's what I'm thinking about. I already thought about that. I've been doing some little research. I tested out like 6 different platforms already during this year. And there's a few of them that's really doing good. With that one little video up there, so it's like, I told myself, I need to get back doing videos.
That's good.
Yeah, if you feel it, you must do it.
Yeah,
and you know what?
In that one platform, as soon as I posted the video up, I had over 45 within a day. So that showed me right then I need to move.
Yep.
So do what you know best.
The voodoo that you do.
Yes, and we're going to give you a healing card now.
It is the Archangel.
No, the Art Angel. I like the Art Angel. I love those cards. I had to buy them when I saw the Art Angel on it. I was like, Art Angel Michael? I gotta get it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you bought them, you will not be disappointed because it's got beautiful artwork, too, on each card. Anyway, real quick, here's your card. All is in perfect timing is the subject.
It is.
This is it. It's time to take action.
That's what I'm believing. This is. I've also thought about going and doing Spark with Walmart and doing some delivery stuff. I thought about doing that on the side once I get my physical back.
Sure.
And I told that to I told my person the other day. He said, "You're gonna ruin that car before you get to do." I said, "I'm not gonna do it every day. I need some sign money on. Sometimes my readings don't come in some months. So who's broke?"
Well, Jessica, you just step your, you know, put yourself out there. Take that step. A psychic service will pick you up, and I just know you're going to make a killing financially.
Oh, I know. I got to for me. The income I share with my child. That's what I do with myself. I do share things with my kid. Kiddo loves what mommy has. So hopefully, kiddo, when she gets older, she, you know, develops her own things.
They all do.
We do have to move on.
Yep. Thank you for holding for a long time.
I don't want to hold you up. I know you got.
Let us know about progress. Okay.
Yeah, and we'll be up tomorrow.
Oh, you know, I'll send you something if I run across something that I think you could use too. So I've actually looked at Twitch. I think that's what the platform is called.
Yeah, my son just mentioned that. I don't know. I've got my fingers in lots of pies right now.
Well, you can tell us about it.
Tell us about it.
If you get into it, you can let us know what you think.
All right?
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas if we don't hear from you.
Merry Christmas to see you. And thank you. Because I just wanted to confirm something, that's all.
And we will be here, for sure, tomorrow because it's Rebel Card Friday. So have a good one. We'll talk to you again.
Oh, gosh, Rebel Card.
Yes. Take care, Jeff.
Right.
You're a darling.
All right, so speak again.
Yes, thank you.
All right, I've extended the show a little bit, so folks that are holding don't need to get angry and throw their phones because they see that we're up on the hour. The hour's been extended.
Yes.
And we're moving on. We're going to area code. Let's see where we are. Oh, yes, indeed. Let me back it up. We're going to area code 443 in the land of Mary. Maryland. Welcome.
Hello.
Is that our very own you-know-who?
It is.
It is.
It's me.
Man.
Yeah.
Hi. How are you
doing? Are you sick?
Oh,
Yeah, I'm all congested. But cold,
oh, okay.
I think.
Not COVID.
Well, she said cold.
Yeah.
No.
Well.
Nah. No, I'm baking and wrapping and doing all kinds of stuff. I'm fine. I just have a cold.
I got you.
You know,
you
back in the day where we used to get things before COVID.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Yeah.
You know what I love, though, when I have COVID, especially like around a holiday or just any kind of virus?
I was about to say.
A hot buttered rum. Oh, my.
Ooh.
My. So good. And they're hot. And they have a little bit of butter in them.
Hence the hot buttered rum.
Yes.
Imagine those having two of those ingredients.
And cinnamon.
Yeah, that's supposed to have cinnamon too.
Yeah.
Imagine cinnamon could be in the form of a cinnamon stick if you have one. Right?
Yes. Or
you can sprinkle it
yeah.
in. It's all whatever you do. But anyway.
Yes.
Suzanne, what would you like to know?
Yes, since we have.
Okay. Well. I know, and I got off work the last two nights and got on your show and just missed you guys both nights. So I was
aww.
Like, ah. You know, I've been working at this for 3 years trying to get toward my spiritual work that I'd like to do. And I'm
sure.
you know, getting a little bit frustrated right now. And I just wonder if the cards are still showing that I'm going to be able to do mediumship, because that's what I'm really, really, really attracted to. And I just want to know, you know, am I going to finally be able to communicate with my guides well enough to be able to share things with people, or will I be able to talk to the other spirits? I mean, I feel like it's coming, but I wouldn't be good enough yet.
Well,
I just want to know if you see that.
Well, as mediumship now, are you practicing at that? Is there some kind of, do you have a guide or somebody that, a mentor?
I've done classes. Yes, I've done classes. I've had a mentor. I've visualized my guides before, kind of seen them. I talk to them, but I'm not getting a lot back yet.
Okay. When you had the mentors and classes, did you let them know? Did they have any kind of feedback saying give it time, or what did they say about that?
Oh, I mean, I know it's all in the time. When it's right, it's going to be right. But, yes, and everybody keeps telling me I'm going to do this.
Okay.
You know, I have a few really good guided meditations I could share with you that would
okay.
help you. Yeah, they're definitely along this whole vein of mediumship and communicating with your guides, things like that. And I'm allowed, I got them from the metaphysical college that I attended, but they're made by the woman who runs the entire university. We're allowed
okay.
to share them. We cannot sell them.
And do not resell them.
Uh-huh.
So I need you
okay.
How about if you send me your email address and I'll give you mine?
I can do that.
Okay,
okay.
Sure. I'll get them right out to you tonight.
Okay.
Go ahead.
She's going to give you your email.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, I want to give that to you before. And then I'll tell her.
Let me get something to write with. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Suzanne, are you in Facebook? Are you on Facebook right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, then we could do that.
Well, watch my, I will type it. Tell me, Deb.
Tell her what?
Okay.
Email address.
What, me?
Tell me the email address you wanted her to write down, and I will type it.
Is she in there?
She just said she was.
I'm here.
All right. It's Deborah, my Deborah at psychiclovedoctor.com.
I don't type it very often. Deborah?
At?
It's D-E-B-O-R-A-H, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know why I ask. All right, at?
PsychicLoveDoctor.com.
Perfect.
Yeah. And he's got that out there. And anybody else, if you want
thank
to contact
you.
Ever, you can.
Well, yeah, you can watch the show later and you'll see it if you're busy.
I feel, looking at your cards, my perception
okay.
is that you've got all the skills. You just need to believe in yourself.
So she's got mad skills.
More. You could do. And the thing is, for me, the first times were really scary because, you know, I didn't know, in a way, kind of what I was doing. But, you know, when people start to respond and they're saying, oh, that's exactly right. Yeah, that is my uncle, or, you know, starts to make you feel more confident in yourself. So I think these things I'm going to share with you, I know you've already got an education. This is just to help you more with visualization and receiving messages. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, once you really get rolling, you could also clear houses that have some kind of spirit in them. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like down the road, you get to be a professional.
Well, once you, once you really get your bearings, because a lot of times people feel there's something in there, and you'd be able to use your meditation, you know, not meditation, your mediumship, to connect with that spirit or entity, and then help
get them out.
Help them get out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we're able to connect with you. Oh, that's all you need is just a little bit more self-assurance.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And I'm glad we connected. And as soon as I hear from you, I'll send those out.
Okay. And Merry Christmas to you both. And Happy New Year, too.
Oh, yeah.
Pick that arch stand by, though, for your Archangel Michael.
I'm waiting.
Oracle card reading. Subject, take control of your thoughts. Your thoughts are creating your reality. Have faith and stay focused on the outcome that you truly desire.
Yeah.
Okay.
See yourself doing it. Feel yourself doing it. Like you're walking into a full auditorium.
And it can be hard to stay focused when something takes a long time to achieve.
True.
I think that's what it's
saying.
But
if you use a lot of visual, like she's walking in on the stage, everybody's going, oh my God, Suzanne's here.
Visualization or envision yourself down the road when you're actually doing a mediumship and say, like, wow, I remember back when I was trying to figure this out, but now I know what I'm doing.
And you have all the key elements.
Well, obviously, and you've had mentors that tell you have the tools. Didn't interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'll beat you later.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is, you know. Sometimes you got to beat somebody.
With a wet noodle.
That's right.
He loves those.
Well, I do like pasta. But anyway.
Okay. Well, folks, I think we have to desert you now.
Yeah, we apologize to the folks that we didn't get to. We mailed as many people as we could that have been holding forever.
So Suzanne's going to take us out. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Rebel card night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. See you there.